We've got with us today Greg Immick. He's been the general manager with W&H Co-op since 2004. He has taken advantage of some of the state infrastructure programs that are out there to assist in putting these blender pumps in. And so they now have several locations that are offering E15 for the flex fuel vehicle customers. And he was recently recognized as the 2011 Ethanol Marketing Award winner and was presented that award by Secretary Northy. So, Greg, welcome.
Thank you very much, Lucy. I got to tell you, I'm not used to speaking in front of a lot of people. When Lucy first emailed me about doing this, she said, hold your presentation to 20 minutes. I didn't tell her that I don't talk 20 minutes in a week. But anyway, here goes. I'll do my best. W&H Cooperative Oil Company was formed in 1929. I thought I'd give you a little history about our co-op first before I got into the flex fuel part of it. The W and the H stand for Webster and Humboldt Counties. The original headquarters was in Badger, Iowa, which is located about 6 miles north of Fort Dodge, but later moved the main office to Humboldt. We experienced gross sales last year of just over $41 million. As farm production in our area began to change in the 1980s, farmers began to navigate away from livestock and move heavily into the grain farming. This meant that in order for our co-op to survive, we were going to have to rely on something to help fill in the peaks and valleys between fall harvest and spring planting in order to maintain our refined fuel sales. The answer had to be urban retail fueling sites. Since then, we have added, we have 6 convenience stores and 5 unmanned car troll sites. W&H Co-op employs around 85 people. We have 2 tank wagon drivers, 4 propane drivers, 2 service people, 9 office personnel, 6 C-store managers, and approximately 62 part-time convenience store employees. And anybody that's in the C-store business says, you know that that varies quite a bit on the part-time people. We have 3 larger Cenex Am Pride convenience stores and 3 smaller proprietary stores that we call Fastways. Our Fort Dodge Cenex Am Pride opened in the spring of 1995. The Humboldt Cenex Am Pride actually opened on September 12, 2001, the day after 9/11. And the Eagle Grove Cenex Am Pride opened in March of 2002. W&H Co-op was actually the very first retailer in Humboldt to offer E10. I'm going to age myself a little bit here, but do any of you remember the first time that you offered E10 and your customers were used to getting the straight no lid, or at that time the premium they called ethyl? We had more plugged fuel filters than you can imagine. And one other thing to date myself, this is when the fuel tanks you used to lower or trip the license plate and back to get to the fueling port. In 2004, when I became general manager of W&H Co-op, I had a couple of active farm customers that owned flex fuel vehicles and wondered if I had ever thought of adding E85. I didn't know a thing about E85, but I told them that I would look into it. I did a lot of digging to find out more about this flexible fuel. The more I learned, the more I became convinced that this is the edge that I wanted to set our co-op This is the edge that I wanted to set our co-op apart from other retailers in the area. Wanting to and legally being able to sell E85 was another thing. We had so many hurdles and so many obstacles to overcome. The average person would have said it isn't worth all the headaches, but I was determined to do this. We ended up offering E85 in the 3 amp the 3M Pride locations by 2005. A year ago last fall, we went to our board of directors and explained that our repair expenses on the older pumps were starting to add up. We knew that E15 could become the product of choice if government approved its use on 2001 newer vehicles. We knew there was grant money available from the Iowa Economic Development Department, later taken over by the Iowa Department of Agriculture, on flex fuel blending equipment. There again, I was trying to offer something totally different than my competition, knowing that we could offer two conventional grades of gasoline and three flex fuels at each station. We put a projected price together, applied for, and were approved for maximum grant money at all three Senex Ampride sites. Our board of directors agreed to go ahead and commit to these projects. We finished up in August of 2011 with our last site. Our E15 sales were somewhat slow to increase, but the E30 sales jumped right away, and all flexible sales have been hanging in there every month. I feel with promotion, advertising, and public awareness about E15, it could become a larger percentage of sales at our retail facilities. I think our customers appreciate the fact that we are aggressively trying to promote flexible fuels because of their friendly environmental impact and competitive pricing. I do feel that one reason we have been successful with our flexible fuels is our employee training. I kind of made up my mind when we started this whole venture that if we were going to have flexible fuels in our stations, that our employees were going to be able to answer just about any customer question that could be fielded. I also train my employees to recognize flexible fuel vehicles and vehicles that Canon are able to use E15. It will be interesting to see how our flexible fuel sales react to the loss of the federal tax credit. I don't know what's going to happen. I really believe in the flexible fuels market, though, and I want to see it continue to grow. That's all I have. Thank you.